The studio today is Sally from the Waimakere Libraries. Morena, Sally, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Steph. How are you?
I'm a box of fluffies. I'm really excited that you're here. I was hoping you'd be able to come in and see us. Now, I'm really excited about, actually, I'm going to let you do all the talking. So, why are you here?
I'm here because we have a wonderful new website called Waimakere Heritage.
What is it?
It is a website that is like a huge digital scrapbook with different sections for different types of content, like photos, books and documents, videos, audio recordings. The idea behind creating such a site at Waimakere Libraries is to increase the prominence of the heritage of our district. We would like Waimakere Heritage to be a place for our local community to tell their stories about life in Waimakere in North Canterbury. And on Thursday last week, we had a very exciting night. We had an event in the library to launch Waimakere Heritage and to thank the various organisations that helped us get to this point.
That's really nice. Like, we talked about this, I think, probably maybe a year ago, Sally, was
we
it?
We did, yes.
And it was starting the planning way back then.
Yes, it's taken all that time. We've been gathering content. We've been describing what we've got. We had a lot of images and documents generously donated to us. And they came across from Kete, which was an early version of a way of gathering community's memories.
Got you, yeah, information. And the thing is, Sally, does it have to be like, you know, history like years ago? Say, for example, a photo taken at what is now Ravenswood, a photo taken then way back in the 50s, or you're looking for even more recent history photos?
Absolutely, we certainly are. We're looking for photos of all sorts of things, because of course what happens today is history tomorrow.
Yeah.
So for example, down on High Street in Rangiora, there's that big gap now. I can see Mount Grey, and you haven't been able to see Mount Grey because a building has been taken down and is being rebuilt. So that is history that's preserving it as it happens. And I think that's what keeps things fresh and interesting, and particularly for young people.
So is it also not just like buildings and sites? Is it maybe like rugby clubs or photos from netball, or what are you sort of looking for?
Our vision is that the local community might have, say, an organisation, say a musical society or a sports club. They will have had their own history, and they would like to tell people about what they do and get people to connect with them, and then show other people what they do, what their club is all about. So there's all sorts of, there's arts groups, there's cultural groups, there's new migrant groups. The list is endless.
Endless. You know, businesses as well,
yes,
too. Of course, you know, Blackwalls has been here, 150 plus years?
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of history, and I'm sure they'll probably put some of their photos up on there.
That's right. One of the videos, we've only got two videos at this point, and one is a very sad one of Blackwalls being demolished following the earthquakes.
Yes.
So that is just wonderful history.
Yes.
And it just shows the continuity of what's happening in our district and how we've been growing.
That is so cool. So we can see sort of all these things on the website, which is waimakere.recollect.co.nz. Does it have like a search engine? Can I like hop on there and go Woodend, or can I hop on there and go Oxford?
You certainly can. There are various ways of searching the site. Mm-hmm. You can just browse through all, or you can go type in an area. Often to get a specific place, say like you wanted Percival Street, you put it in speech marks, and that helps really narrow it down. So there's all sorts of things that you'll find, and it's at this point it's nearly 700 items that we've started with, but it is growing. Since our launch last Thursday, we've had a number of people have created accounts, which is how you can add, and then you can upload. And they've uploaded things already. So
nice. So
great.
Us here at Compass FM, because we talked about this last year,
because
you were telling me about it, and I was like, oh, I'm really excited. So I think it'd be really good for us here at Compass FM to create our own history in our own space, because people may not know out there the history of Compass FM. It started way back in 2008, Sally.
I didn't realise it had been around for so long, because I remember being interviewed on High Street, sort of above Conway. libraries.
Were you?
Down there. The library had a wee slot, and we took along some books and talked about what we'd been reading.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so that's way back in 2008, originally started by a gentleman called Owen Patterson, who is probably asleep at this time of the day because he's in England. But he's still around. He's 84, wow. I believe.
Wow.
And then we officially went on air in 2011. So this is all information. I've got photos as well too, Sally, so yes, I can upload those as well.
That is the sort of thing that we'd love to see.
Does it cost to do this?
No, there's no cost. And the library can help with assisting people with digitisation if they don't have the...
You got the old 35mm prints.
Yeah. We've got various ways to help with
or
that.
Even the old 120 negatives. I'm sure you'll be able to
we
help
have,
with those
yes.
sort of things.
Yes.
That is so cool. Hey, Sally, I'm really excited about this and I'm looking forward to being able to contribute as well. And if you've got ways of or things that you would like to contribute, how would they get hold of you?
We've on the website, we've got email address and we've got phone number. You can just phone, or you can also just search Waimakariri Libraries, and we've got links to it and information on the library's website as well. And I would love to be able to come out and talk to community groups about what we're doing and what perhaps they might like to share with us as well.
That sounds awesome. We'd love to help you connect with those community groups as well too, Sally. So we'll talk off air. That'd be great. Thank you so much, Sally O'Connell from the Waimakariri District Libraries, talking about waimakariri.recollect.co.nz. Head along and check it out right now.
Compass FM.